is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, on this Thursday, it's, so I was just watching the video. I just posted it on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page for you to see. Strong stomachs only. Python in Indonesia ate a full-grown man. I don't know. I got fascinated by it there for a moment. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before in my life, and I've seen a lot of things. A full-grown man swallowed whole by a snake. That ought to turn some of you on. Roger Daltrey of The Who. Before we get to some other things here, I'm going to cover a couple of quick stories here. But the Roger Daltrey of The Who, 73 years old, saying things like We won't get fooled again. Says that a dead dog could have beaten Hillary Clinton in the recent election. Roger Daltrey supporting the Brexit exit that began yesterday. Returning to full sovereignty is the British nation. Leaving the EU is probably good when it was a trade union, but when it became a political organization, he went the wrong way. Anyhow, he says Hillary Clinton could have been beaten by a dead dog. So says Roger Daltrey of The Who. The Census Bureau's 2020 survey will not ask respondents' sexual orientation or gender identity. Dashing LGBT rights groups hopes that the new questions would be added and raising concerns that the Trump administration may have squelched the proposal. In a message that went to Congress a couple of days ago, the Census Bureau laid out the topics it plans to cover in the 2020 census, when every American household will be asked to provide data about residents' gender, race, ethnicity, and other topics. By law, the Census Bureau must inform Congress 3 years ahead of time about the survey and the topics it plans to cover. An initial draft published Tuesday of this week showed the agency planned to ask respondents about their sexual orientation and gender identity among the 51 other categories of questions, but a final version published in the afternoon did not include that question. It has been taken out. And I'm sure those on the left will be up in arms about that. Now, the Senate Intelligence Committee, you may have seen this yesterday, two senators came out, Chairman Burr, and Senator Warner of Virginia came out, Republican and Democrat respectively, to discuss the fact that they are now going to be looking into any potential connections between the Trump campaign or transition team and Russia, although to date, there's been no evidence of such. There's no evidence of such, but Chairman Burr said that they will look into it, but they are within weeks of completing an initial review. So this has been ongoing for a while. Within weeks of completing an initial review, committee staff are being given access to unprecedented numbers of documents, apparently. They had a joint press get-together, did Mark Warner and Richard Burr. Seemed pretty amiable overall. Of course, Warner throwing a few darts in there, as the Democrats do. The probe, unlike its House counterpart, has taken place largely behind closed doors. When pressed on that, reporter said, "Well, why are you doing? Why are you hiding behind closed doors?" Because, well, until there's something worth hearing out in public, we're not just going to drag these people through the mud. Basically, is what I got out of it. Lawmakers making requests to at least 20 individuals to be interviewed by the committee, five of which have already been scheduled. And Burr said the next 15 should be scheduled in the next handful of days, 10 days or so. Only Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, has been publicly identified, and the committee will interview him only when we know the scope of what needs to be asked. Burr in no hurry to get to this. Both Burr and Warner sought to distance the committee's work from the partisan feud in the House Intelligence Committee's concurrent investigation. Obviously, there's a lot of drama, said Warner, but argued that the committee has not lost sight of the central concern of the probe, an outside attempt to hijack the U.S. democratic process. Burr said they're not asking the House to play any role in their investigation and not asking to be involved in any way, either way. In fact, both quickly declined to answer any questions as it related to as it relates to the House investigation. And as the conspiracy theorists go, you know, the right used to be accused of wearing the tinfoil hats. Now, this investigation apparently has gone on for 8-9 months. To the best of my knowledge, there is no evidence whatsoever that this president, his administration, his campaign had any illegal, unlawful, inappropriate contact with the Russians. At least we've been shown no proof of that to date. Yet there are those out there that just refuse to let this sort of conversation go. In fact, you've got Maxine Waters out there demanding that Donald Trump be impeached immediately. For what crimes, we're not sure. On social media, I regularly see things that this is the most corrupt administration in American history. You guys should do some reading. Clearly, you don't know what you're talking about. And then there's this. Douglas Brinkley. He's made comment. He's apparently some sort of a presidential historian, Doug Brinkley. And he's been throwing around the word treason when it comes to president. Treason. Treason. Interesting choice of words. Anyhow, he talked about it with MSNBC here yesterday. Brinkley talking about this treason with MSNBC yesterday. I'd like you to hear it as well. Here he is. It's Doug Brinkley talking about his comments regarding Donald Trump, the president, and treason.
You told the Washington Post last week that, quote, there's a smell of treason in the air when it comes to this investigation. Why did you say that? And has anything changed about your view in the last week?
Well, you know, a lot of people are afraid to use the T word, treason, but in the end, that's what people are investigating. People talk about collusion with Russia. We're talking about whether there are people that worked in the Trump campaign who meddled in American elections, and our free and fair elections are the heart and soul of our democracy. And the very fact that on the day that I said that, FBI Director Comey is saying that the President of the United States is under a federal criminal investigation, it was stunning news. It remains stunning news. And we don't want to try to act like that's the new normal. If there's ever any evidence that any American citizens are working to undermine the U.S. government or undermine our electoral system, it's a serious cause. And what that is you're not working against America, and you're working for somebody who's an adversary of ours like Russia. That's treason.
Isn't it interesting to note that when Hillary Clinton was being investigated time and again, they just said, well, they're just looking at her emails and it's no big deal. Well, let me point out to you and be perfectly clear that an FBI investigation is always a criminal investigation. The same was true with Hillary Clinton. And of course, the same is true in what the FBI is. They're looking for crimes committed, but they've been doing it for months and months without suggesting, at least publicly, and James Comey would love to, it seems, without suggesting publicly that any crime has been committed thus far. We'll keep an eye on it for you. The phone calls can come now, 888-900-9966. I'll be right back.